الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر: قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين، يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال لي الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا الذي أقمي، أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء يعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم، روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم، والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا، يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, as generally we know is a practice of our very honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat of the time, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali, that discuss firstly one of the sunnats of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as we know, this is not just a formality, this is a reality, that today we are living in such a world that the sunnat has become a strange commodity. And the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is staring us in the face, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings 1400 years ago, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that those people that remain firm on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the time of fitan, when people won't have regard and value for the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that time Islam will be regarded as a stranger. Like when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, good things were strange. People were so overtaken with evil, with lust, with desire, with passion, that was the order of the day. And that seemed to be life, whereas that was total rot. Living in a rotten environment, a person forgets what is reality. Like our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah, he says that a bangi, a person who cleans the night soil, and this is his work, he enjoys cleaning the night soil, he became so immune to it, that smell he enjoys now. And he doesn't know what is good smell. And one time he happened to be passing by a beautiful itar shop, perfume shop. And he just passed by and he fell down unconscious. People wanted to revive him. What happened? So the attarwala, the person selling all his perfume, came out with all different types of perfume, putting at his nose, that he'll get up. You smell beautiful smell. You get fresh. You come up. But this person, nothing is happening. He's not coming right. Another bangi walking past, he sees a crowd. He say, what's wrong? He says, no. He comes and says, there's a person laying here unconscious. Oh, this is my friend. He's not coming right. He says, I'll sort it. I know how to bring him right. Just give me a few minutes. He goes few minutes where they keep all their old stool, dirty, filthy mess. He brings little on his sponge and the old filth which stings so terrible. He brings that little filth and he puts it at his nose and he jumps up. So when we're living in filth and dirt, then we think that is life, that is environment, that is, as Hazrat Mawlana has mentioned so beautifully, Mufti Yusuf Sahib, that this time of the year, which has got nothing to do with a Muslim, we're not even supposed to be talking about these things and saying that this is a time of holidays. It's not supposed to be on the tongue of a Muslim. But sadly, we're living in that environment. We have made ourselves part of that environment. So we have to be reminded. So a person who lives in filth and dirt, they think that is enjoyment. So before Nabi Kareem Sawsam came to the world was lost in filth and dirt, in darkness, all types of evil, corruption, murder, rape, disrespect, all wars, etc., on petty things. This was the order of the day. So Nabi Kareem Sawsam mentioned, Bada al-Islamu ghariba, wa siyaudu kama bada. How Islam started, that is how it will return. And sadly, whether we like it or not, we have to be frank to ourselves and open and see our own lives in our own homes. Forget other people's homes. Forget looking at non-Muslims. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give a beautiful example. He says, let me take stock of my house. For example, if all of a sudden I get a knock on the door, and when I go and open the door, I'm on the one end astonished, overjoyed. On the other end, I'm shocked and worried that who's at the door. It won't happen. It's a hypothetical situation. But just think, this is supposed to be reality, that at the door is Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now I'm so happy, overjoyed. Where can you get a better mihman than this? But am I happy to take Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately inside? Or like our Shaykh says so beautifully, when a pious person comes to the house, then the whole house becomes Muslim. Even the poor TV must wear parda. The poor small child who never wear a topi has to wear his grandfather's topi. The poor small girl has to wear her mother's burqa and just concrete Maulana. The moment she finished greet Maulana, she throws that burqa one side. Because she's not accustomed to it. It's not part of her life. But grow up that child from small. Grow up that child with a burqa, with a topi, while it's a baby. That child now will cry for her burqa. That child will cry for his topi, etc. So the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us that same time will come. Today we think that was the day of Jahiliyyah. Today we are in a sophisticated time of Jahiliyyah, that we all think we are very, very scientifically progressive. But as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzazil Ali, our life should be qurban and sacrifice upon such a great personality. And we should be making dua from our hearts, Allah keep him with afiyat, salamat, so that his shadow upon us, we can benefit over and over. That we have to go, don't follow the times of today and move with technology and think we'll progress. We have to go 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then see those people in this time and age where the Western world also, Shaitan with his allies, trying to label such people, all type of bad labels. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, those who remain firm and steadfast, Bada al-Islamu ghariba wa sayaudu kama bada, fatuba lil-ghuraba, glad tidings to such people. So Allah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given glad tidings even in this time and age. And we see, we are living in the same era, that all types of evil, filth and dirt in our homes, Muslim homes, this has come in. All types of, on what internet porn sites, every person in every home is on a different site. Every person is going on it, and we all think we are very busy. Busy in what? Busy in filth and dirt. So we should understand and realize that we should take stock and see where lies our salvation. As beautifully Mufti Yusuf Sahib has mentioned, that take our protection and see where lies our protection. Our protection lies going 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is why our life should be sacrificed upon our Shaykh and these great personalities who remind us that they realize the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of mercy, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who has created us, out of the demand of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has sent an embodiment of mercy, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to show us, and Allahu Akbar, the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is only sarapa rahmat, only mercy. When the world was lost in all types of filth and dirt, in the la'nat of Allah, that is far away from the mercy of Allah, who taught us how to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we are directly indebted to our beloved Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the time we should be thinking of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be part of our lives. But sadly, myself, all of us, let us think, today is Juma. How much durood did I read upon my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yesterday, how much durood did I read upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whereas it's supposed to be a natural thing. It's supposed to be our nature, that how can we forget our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sadly, today the ummah, and we're saying the ummah is going through crisis. Our crisis is we have forgotten the ihsan. And Allahu Akbar, on the one hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hakimul Ummah, Dazmana Shafari Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi, explained Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the wasta of the greatest ihsan, which Allah Ta'ala says, laqad manna Allahu 'alal mu'minin idh ba'atha fihim rasulan min anfusihim, that Allah Ta'ala is impressing upon our minds that the bounties of Allah Ta'ala are unlimited. We can't imagine. In one bounty there are millions of bounties, but the greatest of all bounties to the whole of mankind is when Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the wasta of the greatest ihsan upon the entire creation. And all the creation recognizes this, but insan falls short to this. So much so, Sahibi Qasida Burda rahmatullahi, Allama Busairi mentions in his Qasida Burda also many incidents. One, he says, Ja'at lil azjaru sajidat, تَمْشِي إِلَيْهِ عَلَىٰ سَاقٍ بِلَىٰ قَدَمِ, that even a tree saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting having majlis. The tree requested and asked Allah, give me permission that I can go and make salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem. The tree left its place, leaving its roots in the ground, coming and bowing at Nabi, showing that we acknowledge the ihsan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Animals have acknowledged the ihsan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rocks, jamadat, have acknowledged the ihsan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, explains, on the one hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the direct wasta of the greatest ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the entire creation. On the other hand, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our greatest muhsin also. Because who has taught us about Allah Rabbul Izzat? Without knowing about Allah, then mankind, we saw, we are totally lost. We are totally forget the human beings. We lose our value. We don't know who we are. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our greatest muhsin also. The one of our greatest benefactor. The one who has taught us reality of life. The one who has come to teach us how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the picture and says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, that what Allah Ta'ala has sent directly to the world when the world was totally lost, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُوَا فَوْكَ بَعْضٌ, that layers and layers of darkness, and we're not talking of this artificial light. The light is actually what is in the heart, spiritual light. That light that will guide you under all conditions, and that is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has brought that nur to us? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the world lost that nur, Allahu Akbar, then a person used to commit incest with his own mother, a person used to kill his own brother and drink the blood, and all types, and this was the norm. They didn't even think about it to be evil. Woman had no respect whatsoever. Today the Western world want to fool us and make us fools, that Muslims are oppressing their women, etc. A woman in Islam don't have rights. Allahu Akbar. The greatest honor in any religion is the honor of the Muslim woman in her home. Allahu Akbar. Who has brought this to us? And who has shown us what is the honor? How that Muslim lady is the queen of the house? And how she can reach such heights? Allahu Akbar. What heights that even man can't reach? That even Allahu Akbar, malaika wal envy. As Hazrat explained the other night also so beautifully, Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi, Allahu Akbar. When she keeps roza, 7 days no food. 7 days no food. And then, Allahu Akbar, when she wants to have iftar, and little food is there, when she was taught she's going to eat that after 7 days, she got little something to eat, the cat happened to eat that food, or whatever it happened, it got spoiled. And then, Allahu Akbar, there was a glass of water, she thought, okay, I'll make my iftar with that glass of water. She was about to prepare, she picked up the glass and it fell and it broke. She's saying, Ya Allah, what is all this? What is this going? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired in her heart, O Rabia Basriya, either you want dunya or either you want me. So the friends of Allah, what heights? And the same Rabia Basriya rahmatullah, it is mentioned with regard to her, that on one night she gets up for tahajjud, her regular practice. This night she goes into a state of ecstasy, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, if Rabia Basriya is getting up for tahajjud because she wants jannat, deprive her of jannat. If she wants to be saved from jahannam, then throw her in jahannam. But if she's getting up for you, O Allah, make her yours, become ours. So what heights may a woman have reached? Who has brought this to us? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time when the world was lost in all types of darkness, and we might think that was the days of jahiliyyah. Today we are in such a state of jahiliyyah as far as our deen is concerned. People may know all types of technology. Our small children know how to use the iPad, etc. Today, sadly, we to take stock of ourselves, the faraiz of wuzu we don't know properly. Faraiz of ghusl we don't know properly. And then we are crying that the ummah is in a pitiable condition. See, the ummah is in a pitiable condition. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is arhamur rahimeen, and Allah who has sent rahmatul lil alameen, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, has brought that rahmat which is everlasting. It won't come to an end. Whoever holds and grips onto this rahmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allama Busairi mentions in another beautiful qasida of his, he says, the ummah have forgotten who we are. He says, Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islami inna lana. Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islami inna lana. Min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. Lama da'allahu da'ina li ta'atihi. Bi akram al-rusuli kunna akram al-umami. He says, Bushra lana. Take glad tidings, O ummati muslima. O Muslim ummah. Allah through his special mercies, special graces, Allah ta'ala has sent us min al inayah, from the special mercies of Allah, such a pillar of support. Nobody can break that pillar down. And which is that pillar? Lamma da'allahu da'ina li ta'ati. When Allah ta'ala sent the greatest da'i to disconnect the world from all makhluk, that the world was totally disconnected from Khaliq, our creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we got connected to the whole world. Then Allah ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ. You forgot Allah, we make you forget yourself. You don't know the reality of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the greatest benefactor, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Hakim ul-Ummah, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just come to do his responsibility of passing of the message of the oneness of Allah. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left no stone unturned in trying to let this message penetrate the heart of the hardest person. A person like Abu Jahl also, over and over Nabi Kareem Sawsam went and passed this message to him, till finally he himself put himself in a mess. A person like Wahshi, see where his status, radiallahu ta'ala, what he committed before he became radiallahu ta'ala. He heard the heart of Nabi Sawsam, but look, Nabi Sawsam went through untold, leaving no stone unturned. So what a mercy is our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. But we don't ponder and think of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu. It should be part of our lives. And what is the sign that we think of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One is durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other reality Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. We all think we have got iman, but we have to check whether we still got the alif ba ta sa of iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, la yu'minu ahadukum. A person's iman is not complete. And here also, see how our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that understand our deen from the ulama-i rabbaniyin, not from the internet and your own understanding. Your own understanding, you'll say, la yu'minu ahadukum, that person has got no iman. And you'll just wipe him out of the fold of Islam. Our ulama have explained, here it means kamil iman. His iman is still not complete. According to your level, that until you don't love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your own parents, that is the whole generation right up, your own children, the whole generation right down, your own self, and the entire world, till then you don't love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Myself, me and you, Allahu Akbar. Myself particularly, we think we'll take it on face value. No, I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. We have to follow those men, Rijal, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar immediately checked his heart and he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you more than everybody else. But I think myself, I still have more love for myself than you, oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if that is the case, still there's deficiency. And then Allah Akbar, the barakat of sitting in the company, the sahabat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made tawajjuh, and then he just pondered for a while and he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I love you more than myself also. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-an, two meanings, that why now only, and all other meaning is, yes, now your iman is totally complete. So we are so fortunate, we have these great personalities like our Shaykh to distribute from that rahmat, that same rahmat that will now take out this ummah of darkness and give that ummah that high position that the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala have granted them. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.